This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden left his hotel room for the B9 summit with Central and Eastern European leaders. Protesters lined the route of his motorcade shouting F-16s to Ukraine. Tuesday, President Biden returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, where he delivered a speech last year, 1 month after Russia invaded Ukraine. In his recent speech, he defended the Western Alliance's effort to help Kyiv defend itself. On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, and he suspended participation in the New START treaty. China on Wednesday called on Russia and the U.S. to ensure the smooth implementation of the New START, the last remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty, after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the suspension of his country's participation in the pact. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said it's an important bilateral nuclear disarmament treaty for maintaining global strategic stability. Tuesday, Putin said in his State of the Nation address that Russia was withdrawing from the treaty because of U.S. support to Ukraine. The Swiss government is seeking parliamentary approval to send 140 million francs, or $151 million, in further humanitarian aid to Ukraine and Moldova, the government said on Wednesday. Switzerland has already allocated 1.3 billion francs to support Ukraine, including 270 million to help people in the country and 1.3 billion to support Ukrainians who have fled to Switzerland. Spain plans to send six German-made 2A4 Leopard tanks to Ukraine, according to their defense minister. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say that at least 9 Palestinians have been killed and more than 100 wounded during a rare daytime Israeli army arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The raid took place on Wednesday in the city of Nablus, a scene of frequent military activity. The Israeli military confirmed an operation was underway, but gave no further information. The Palestinian Health Ministry says that a 72-year-old man was among those dead. Over 50 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the start of 2023. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The UN peacekeeping mission in Mali, MINUSMA, says a roadside bomb has killed 3 peacemakers and seriously injured 5 others. Annie Reisenberg reports for VOA.
MINUSMA said in a statement that the UN peacekeepers were killed in central Mali Tuesday when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The statement says that MINUSMA is one of the most dangerous peace operations for peacekeepers, with 168 peacekeepers killed in hostile acts since the establishment of the mission in 2013. Mali and the Greater Sahel region have been battling an Islamist insurgency since 2012, when Islamists took over the north of the country. The French army intervened in 2013 to help Mali take back control of the north, but withdrew from the country last year due to concerns about Mali's military government working with Russian Wagner Group mercenaries. Mali has been under military rule since an August 2020 coup. The government denies working with Russian mercenaries, but human rights groups and journalists have documented several alleged human rights abuses committed by them since reports of their arrival in the country. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
A former Mexican law enforcement official, once in charge of his country's fight against drug traffickers, was convicted on Tuesday on U.S. charges that he took millions of dollars in bribes from the infamous Sinaloa cartel. A man once in charge of their war on drugs was convicted. His name is Genaro Garcia Luna. The U.S. charges include taking millions of dollars in bribes from the cartel. He will serve a minimum of 20 years in prison and could face a lifetime sentence. A British-born woman who went to Syria as a schoolgirl to join Islamic State has lost her latest appeal against the removal of her British citizenship. But her lawyers vowed to keep fighting and said the case was nowhere near over. The British government took away Shamina Begum's citizenship on national security grounds in 2019, shortly after she was found in a detention camp in Syria. Her latest appeal was dismissed Wednesday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.